bringing Minnesota Powwows to you. This is Powwow Trail. This episode, we head north to the 147th Annual White Earth Celebration and Powwow. Your MCs are Murphy Thomas, Danny Seaboy, and Vince Weil. Your host drums are Whitefish Juniors. Your co-hosts are Battle River and Bad Nation. July 12th through the 14th, 2015. Part 1 of 2.
Hey! Whiteface Jr.
Battle River, thank you for the beautiful flag song.
Anin, I'm sitting here with at the 147th annual White Earth Powwow. I'm sitting here with Robert Strong Thunderbird. Robert, could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, it's a beautiful day for one. I was actually named right here at this in this arena by my adopted father. His name was Joe. He went by Joe Bush. It was George Fairbanks. And I have a lot of extended family here, so I feel at home at this powwow, and that's what brings me back every year. I not only enjoy the atmosphere, the people, the everything about it. I mean, I 100%. I just feel like I'm at home when I'm here. And of course, my adopted brother here is also lives here on the grounds too. So it just feels right. As for myself, I'm a Vietnam veteran, U.S. Army. Military police. I also went back in for in 1990 for Desert Storm, so I'm a veteran of two wars. I have two sons. Both of them are also in the Army, and they're getting their 20 years, so they're professional soldiers with five tours each, three in Iraq and three in Afghanistan. No, two in Afghanistan, rather. Other than that, I'm looking at retirement real soon here, and looking forward, we just recently bought, my wife and I bought a house in Florida, and so we're living there for the most part and enjoying life in our later years. And anyway, this powwow here just brings me back every year. It's almost automatic for me. I just put it on my schedule, and I know I'm coming up here. So as soon as I'm able to, I mean, when I know I'm able to be here, I'm definitely going to be here. And even in my latter years, I'll probably make every effort possible to be here. I love this powwow. The atmosphere, again, I can't say enough about it. My family and, you know, everything about it, I just can't say enough about it. I just love being here. So you'll see me here until I'm not able to come again anymore. But other than that, any more questions, sir?
Yeah, I see you have a lot of, as you're a vendor here, what kind of stuff do you sell in, just tell me a little bit about that. You know, what got you into doing the vendor stuff?
Okay, well, actually, we started out, I was a registered nurse when we first started doing vending on the powwow trail, and a friend of mine and I got together, and we kind of declared war against the white-owned industry, which was the media at the time. There was no native-owned record labels, so we set our goals to do our own, learn as much about the industry as we could, and teach as many of our brothers and sisters about that. And so that they can go off on their own and start their own record labels, and we offered our assistance along the way. And that was 15 years ago, and I got to say proudly that has worked real well. And we've got more native producers now than ever. And at least 90% of those old record labels that were all white-owned are gone. They're off the face of the map. And not that I would wish bad on anyone, but it makes me glad to know that they're no longer, you know, being held. We're no longer being held back by them. So that was our ultimate goal in the very beginning. And now, of course, that led to other things. Now we specialize in bead work and other things other than media. And I just totally enjoy this. I mean, the atmosphere itself, and I get to spend time with family, friends, and all the relations I've built up over the years, you know, 25 years of doing this. I wouldn't trade that for anything in the world.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the 147th annual White Earth Powwow?
Just really happy to be here.
All right. Thank you, Robert, for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Eagle spirit.
Hi there. I'm sitting here with Danny Seaboy, the spiritual advisor here for the 147th annual White Earth Powwow in Celebration. Danny, could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, first of all, I want to say I want good health for Sonny, the man that's supposed to have been taking care of the arena. I say good well, Sonny. I'll be praying for you. You know, when I started as a spiritual advisor, it was just different dreams that I had growing up. Different dreams I had growing up. But, you know, the thing was that I never thought I was ever going to be doing this. Because I was an abuser of all sorts. You know what that means? Anishinaabe people, you know what that means. And what happened was one day I said, this is it. I had enough. And there must have been a destination that was waiting there for me. I would say the Spirit of Nations must have been watching me. And an elder told me that one time, they're watching you. So there's time to make your steps straight now. And that was a beautiful, outstanding advice by this elder. Since then, he's been gone. I started going to him, and after that, 2 or 3 years later, he went into the spirit world. But that was enough to keep me going, being sober, being straight for those years, and understanding that have compassion is one of the most important parts of life. Have compassion. So I started to Sundance. I started to now a whole different ceremonies to help people, naming ceremonies, things like that. And this arena to me has always been a sacred thing, a object, but yet somehow we've overlooked that. I suppose alcohol and our own personal beliefs that we want to create our own self-assurance thing. But I've been doing this now for going on 36 years since I began Sundancing, and one of the things I was really honored about was the first time I had to do a naming ceremony. It was a World War II veteran that was in the remember Pearl Harbor. He was a Marine Corps veteran, and he asked me to give him an Indian name, and that was the most honor, and I knew that there was a place that I had to be thankful for, and that was the Spirit Nation for what they did. So coming here was I'm very thankful to be able to be part of this, and I'm hoping I'm doing the best to my ability in order to help Sonny in this way. And it's good to be here once again. And I am from here. You know, my mother is from here. Well, I'm enrolled with the Dakota Band over in Sisseton, but my mother is from the Guyon family out of Rice Lake, Roy Lake area.
Okay, what brings you here to the White Earth Powwow? And you have any words of wisdom, as we say?
Words of wisdom. Oh, my gosh. You know, the crazy part was I started out MC by accident. I was in, I went to a powwow in Harlem, Montana. They call the Fort Belknap Reservation. I went over there with a singing group and had a good time. One of those MCs got very sick. You know, I used to help out just with announcing different things, you know, at our local powwow. And I never was ever expected to ever be that. But they came over and they asked if I could help them out. And I started there. And that's been quite a few years back. But prior to that, I helped with, like, giveaways. And knowing the families and relatives back home is very important. And knowing the Indian names and what they mean and speaking the language. And this is advice to everybody that's Anishinaabe. Know your language. Time, you get on. Get on the good horse, they say, and learn your language, because it's going to be important in the future. Even our announcing today, we get a little bit modern. And but I'm here. I came down here because I've been asked quite a few years to come down here. And it's always good to come back here because it's relatives making friends, you know. And this is part of how I started MCing, you know. And more on the cultural side. I have not changed nothing. On the cultural side, I have not able. I worked a lot of young announcers, and making that change is something that I always kind of get leery of, because what direction are we going to have once we do start making changes with our own personal thinking here? So, my people, that's kind of what it is about. But the most best part of MCing to me is when there's flag raising ceremonies and to see the veterans. You know, I was twice. I had enlisted into service, and each time I was I'm a reject. I guess I had a heart murmur, and I still have it. And I guess that was kind of reasons why I couldn't go in. But it would have been the Vietnam era. That's all I'm going to say. But maybe there's a reason why the good Lord did it this way. I can't say. But mornings is a beautiful day to watch our veterans and families come forward with their flags like that and songs like that. So I'm kind of like on the morning person side of it, and just staying with the tradition values of our native people, of who we are. That's, and I don't try to make the changes like a lot of announcers will do, the young people. So I'm not like that. Aho.
All right. Thank you there, Danny Seaboy.
Smoky Hill.
Yeah.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.